You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning in 1942, a mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and brown.
And as he grew up,
Gundam to be Sinyong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will have a plethora of community announcements, along with news from not only the Super Bowl, the Olympics, and the entertainment world, and a diverse sound of music that we'll be playing here on the show this evening. But in regards to those community announcements, we will start off with one that will be taking place in a couple weeks, this March, in fact, and that is the Film Minnesotan Association's 47th presentation of Debutantes and Escorts, which will be taking place on Saturday, March the 7th. And this will be taking place at the Intercontinental Hotel in St. Paul. And the festivities begin at 6 p.m., along followed by the dinner and the presentation of debutantes and escorts. And this year, the debutantes and escorts, there will be a presentation of five couples, and those being Cezelle Chloe Valet with her escort David Rainier Mix, Alanya Jean Levine with her escort Carl Miguel de la Peña, Alexis Parks with her partner Raver Von Manuel, Apple Jade Alcaria Mix with her escort Cato Fitzgerald. And our last but certainly not least debutante is Mena Lily Rosa Cook, who will be escorted by her partner Adrian Paul Jarillo. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Eileen at 612-405-4475. In regards to our next community announcement, on Thursday, March the 13th, comedian Joe Coy will be in town for his tour at the Mystic Lake Showroom, which is located in Shakopee, Minnesota. This is part of his Joe Coy Live tour. And if you're unable to make that performance of Joe Coy, he will be back in the Twin Cities a little over a month when he will be performing in Rochester on Saturday, April the 18th at the Mayo Civic Center. And then if you are a fan of basketball, an event much more closer is next Saturday. The University of Minnesota men's basketball team will be taking on the Rutgers University men's basketball team. And they have a player on their team by the name of Angelino Lino Marks, who is a four-star recruit for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Rutgers in recent years has had a bit of a pipeline of Filipino-American basketball players, two of which were highlighted this past weekend during All-Star Weekend, first being Ron Harper Jr., then followed by his brother Dylan Harper, and they were prominently featured this weekend during All-Star Weekend in Los Angeles at the Intuit Dome as they were part of the Rising Stars Challenge, and they were part of a skill competition on Saturday that they were able to participate with their father, Ron Harper Sr., who is a five-time NBA champion with the Chicago Bulls and Los Angeles Lakers. And on Friday, this was the first time that the Harper brothers have actually played against each other competitively on the court. And hopefully in the near future, we will have some interviews with none other than Joe Coy. So hopefully his schedule is freeing up in and around the time of his performance here in the Twin Cities. We're also looking to hopefully set up an interview. I'm guessing it's post-Olympics, but that would be with Filipina-American Tallulah Prolex, who competed yesterday, or actually earlier this morning, in Milan, France. And we'll read about the results of her first opportunity to compete in the Olympics. And then we'll be having another interview with a young basketball player that's not originally from the Twin Cities, but his basketball journey has taken him here to the Twin Cities to further his development and hopefully get him into the next level of basketball, whether it be here on the Division 1, 2, 3 NIA level, or even the Philippines. And it's a young hooper by the name of Elias Brana. But for right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening. It's actually from a group that composes of a Filipino-American and a Korean-American duo. They go by the name of Arm & Hammer. And this is their track, Falling Apart, featuring Run.
Made to be lonely, 'cause I'm standing here with open arms. Oh, I just want somebody to hold me when I'm falling apart. Shadows that I hide, wish that I could show them. Could you bring a little light and see where I've been broken? Not looking for you to fix me, just want someone to do this with me. Tired of keeping it inside, all these words unspoken. But each night being let down, my heart is getting heavy from hoping, and it's got a lot of battle scars. I kinda wish somebody had told me that this was gonna be so hard. And maybe I was made to be lonely, cause I'm sitting here with open arms. Oh, I just want somebody to hold me when I'm falling.
Armin Hammer featuring Run With Falling Apart. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM, which you can hear in the Twin Cities, also online at KFAI.org, and by searching the Filipino American National News. And our shows are also found via the KFI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store, and our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And then you can also find our presence on social media on not only Instagram, but also Facebook, where you can also find video versions of our interviews on that platform as well. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. And this story comes from yahoosports.com. Filipino-American Seattle Seahawks kicker Jason Myers made Super Bowl history on Sunday by converting 5 field goals, the most ever by a player in a single championship game. The 34-year-old NFL star accounted for 15 points, with kicks ranging from the low 30s to beyond 40 yards. His output surpassed the previous Super Bowl record of 4 field goals and represented the highest scoring contribution by kicker in the game's history. The record-setting performance helped lift the Seattle Seahawks to a 29-13 win over the New England Patriots at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, securing the franchise's second Super Bowl championship. Myers was perfect on all 5 attempts, repeatedly converting when Seattle's offense stalled in scoring range, including 26-yard kick in the second half that extended the Seahawks' lead, while quarterback Sam Darnold threw a touchdown pass to A.J. Barner and Kenneth Walker III rushed for 135 yards. Seattle's scoring advantage was built largely on Myers' consistency. The Super Bowl performance capped a historic season for Myers, who also became the first player in NFL history to score 200 points in a single season, including the playoffs. Speaking on Good Morning America, the morning after the game, Myers downplayed the personal accolades, emphasized the execution, saying, "My goal all week was just to come through when my time was called. As a specialist, you can't really force a game. You just got to go out there and do your best." His 5 field goals pushed him past previous Super Bowl record of 4 and capped a postseason run defined by consistency under pressure. Myers has also used his platform to speak publicly about issues affecting Asian American communities. In 2021 post addressing rising Asian violence, he wrote, "We've seen an increase of violence and discrimination against the Asian American Pacific Islander community. As a person of Filipino descent, I stand firm with my community and everyone who has been impacted and hurt." Speaking previously about his identity, Myers said, "I wish I would take more opportunities to dig into my Filipino roots, but I am proud to say I am Filipino. It's made me who I am." And for right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from the artist, originally, I believe, from Tennessee, but makes her home here in the Twin Cities. It is an artist by the name of Selena Lina. And this is her track, Bad.
Bad, 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 bad. Mike Jackson swag. Prada Fendi Birkin. I'ma live my bag. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann. Bad, 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 bad. Mike Jackson swag. Prada Fendi Birkin. I'ma live my bag. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann. Bad, 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 bad. I'm first, not the last. The way God made me, ain't nothing that'll last. Good on the outside and good from within. I'm getting more views than ESPN. Long life in my right hand, riches in my left. Staring at my outfit, yeah, I'm fresh to death. Praises to my guy, he higher than self. Best to get these bricks, building up my wealth. Look good, I'm a baddie. Blessed up, stay classy. On point, got a manny. Living life, I'm happy. Mama knew when she had me. Never sat in the backseat. Stay winning, gladly. Pretty gang, I roll deep. Bad, 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 bad. Mike Jackson swag. Prada Fendi Birkin. I'ma live my bag. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann. Bad, 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 bad. Mike Jackson swag. Prada Fendi Birkin. I'ma live my bag. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann. Watch me while I'm doing this. I look like I'm heaven sent. Yes, cause I'm funner than I said they be rocking with. Dress me up with ornaments. I look good, I'm born with it. That's the grace that God gave me. This is where I'm supposed to be. Nickname Lena, B-A-D. DNA from Philippines. AKA the kindest queen. Yeah, I'm on the finer things. Blessed to be on magazines. Blessed to cop the Tiffany. But I like blessing other people. That's the main recipe. Watch me work, 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 watch me work. Watch me work, 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 watch me work. Bad, 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 bad. Mike Jackson swag. Prada Fendi Birkin. I'ma live my bag. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann. Bad, 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 bad. Mike Jackson swag. Prada Fendi Birkin. I'ma live my bag. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann. My friends so petty, they hyping me like Ann.
Selena Lina with her track Bad. And right now we're going to head over back to the news desk. And this comes right fresh from the Olympics. Tallulah Prolix followed fellow American fellow Filipino alpine skier Frances Cicerelli in action, finishing 52nd in the women's giant slalom at the 2026 Milano Cortina Winter Olympics on Sunday. Prolex clocked a combined time of 2:41.62 across two runs. Her results came a day after Cervielli finished 54th in the men's giant slalom. Prolex's subpar outing in run one effectively took her time of medal contention in the second run. She clocked a minute 17 and 15 seconds, placing her at 59th while outside the top 30. She cleared the first intermediate at 18.66 seconds, but dropped times in the next sector, trailing run one leader Federica Bergioni by 6.67 seconds in the second intermediate. The 17-year-old skier posted a time of 1 minute 24.47 in run two, improving her final standing to 52nd. Italian beat Brion home gold, while Sarah Hector of Sweden and Thea Louise Chetneron of Norway bagged their silver and bronze medals, respectively. Prolex still has a chance to compete in the Willem Slalom event on Wednesday. And then we do have one other story, which comes from Hollywood and from a person that we've been able to interview over the course of the last 7 years or so, twice here on the Filipino American National News, and that is none other than Filipino American comedian Joe Coy. Actor and comedian Joe Coy became the first Filipino American to have his hands and feet imprinted in cement at Hollywood's iconic TCL Chinese Theater IMAX. In the special ceremony Wednesday, Joe Coy joined entertainment legends who have received one of Hollywood's top honors to have their hands and feet immortalized in concrete at the famous forecourt of Hollywood Boulevard landmark. The list of icons given the handprints, footprints, tributes, a tradition began in 1928, includes Paul Newman, Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise, Meryl Streep, Jodie Foster, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Harrison Ford, Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Frank Sinatra, and Julie Andrews. Joe Coy is among a handful of Asian Americans who have been honored in the landmark Hollywood attraction, visited by hundreds of tourists every day. These stars include Jackie Chan, Ki Hu Kwan, George Takei, Justin Lin, John Woo, and Lee Young Hun. In his speech at the ceremony, the comedian was quoted as saying, "Fail as hard as you can," an advice to convey that failure is part of the attempt to achieve success or fulfill goals and dreams. The celebrity who was graced by film celebrities included Babyface, Tiffany Haddish, Martin Lawrence, Taboo, and Gabriel Iglesias. From his humble beginnings to the son of a Filipina, Josie Harrison, and an American, John C. Herbert, has risen into one of the most popular stand-up comics who fills stadiums and huge theaters around the world. Some of these shows become TV specials, which netted high ratings. Joe Coy made history as the first Filipino-American to host the Golden Globe Awards in 2024. The actor's upcoming projects include The Last Resort, a romantic comedy shot in the Philippines, where he co-stars with Daisy Ridley, Alden Enrich, Sam Neill, and Tia Carrere, and Joe Coy's Live from Stockton Netflix special. Leia Salonga, another trailblazing Filipino, is also scheduled to be honored in Hollywood this year when she becomes the first Filipino to have her star on the Walk of Fame, or Filipina. Right now, we're going to play a song, which is a new take on a Regina Velasquez track called Araw Gabi. It is in genre of jazz, which the song is generally not played in, and it was generated by AI, by someone by the name of Jared. Once again, this was the track Arau Gabi. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Hindi biro ang sumulat ng awitin para sa'yo, para akong isang siraulong hilot lito sa aking pangminana ng piano, teklado'y pilit nilalaro. Baka sakaling mayroong tonong bigla na lang umusbong. Tungkol saan naman kaya ang awiting para sa'yo? Hindi biro ang gawing sukat ang titik sa tono. Sampung manaking diksyonaryo kung ang tugma'y di wasto. Basta't isiping di magbabago, damdamin
just found out I'm listening to Fresh Air Community Radio. That's KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and online at kfai.org. And so are you.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stearns.